Newberry.com.
No, we're not from West Newberry. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke.
I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
I hear voices in my head. They counsel me. They understand. They talk to me.
Many voices, many questions. This is the Raw Post Show live right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Happy birthday to the WWE Network, which is free right now on WWE.com for anybody. You don't even have to sign up. It's free. It's free for 24 hours. Well, the live feed is anyhow. But you can get the WWE Network for free all month long for the end of February at WWE.com. We are presented by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. This is the Raw Post Show. I am Sir Rockin. That is Lindsay Ward, and we have questions.
We have a lot of questions. Like, what happened tonight?
Let's start with the Authority. Okay? They come out, right where it comes out, he wants to kick Seth Rollins' ass. The Authority tries to be Peacemaker, while Stephanie does, and she wants Orton back on Team Authority, and Hunter's just there sulking.
He sulked the whole night. It was amazing.
And Randy Orton was like, I don't want to do it. And Steph brought up how vicious he's been to her entire family, including her. Which was like, oh yeah, remember when he DDT'd her right in front of Hunter and then kissed her? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great moment. That was a fun moment. But that's tangent for another day. Big Show was there. Kane was there. Big Show got a suit. He's now has an Authority suit. He's ready to go. He's one of them.
He's spiffy.
He is spiffy. So they had a business meeting later on in the show, and Randy Orton joined Team Authority. He's a part of the Authority again.
Whereas Kane is standing there watching this going, man, I got a bad feeling about this. Just saying. But But Orton's got that look on his face where, you know, you keep your enemies close, or your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Right. And then we had our main event. We're jumping around tonight. So then we had our main event. It was Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns taking on Rollins and Orton. And we all kind of figured what was going to happen. Someone's going to get RKO'd. There was a little bit of miscommunication, and then it was like, Daniel Bryan stole a tag from Roman Reigns, who left it off, and then pinned Seth Rollins.
Well, to be fair, there was an RKO.
There was an RKO, and it was to Jamie Noble. But it's like, we figured Randy Orton was going to hit the trigger on Seth Rollins, and that's what it was going to build to, and it just sort of, like, the light went out on the feed, and Randy Orton was just in the ring, and it was like, what the hell's going on? And then he just sort of walked away. I was like, I had questions. I don't... What the hell happened? Explain it.
I don't know. The only thing I could figure is Orton... Excuse me. Orton is leading them into a false sense of security, whereupon when he does turn, it will be that much more shocking to them, I guess. I don't know, like... I was kind of half expecting Brock to show up in this, because he didn't show up earlier in the night with Roman, so it's like, okay, well, Roman's got a match, maybe Brock will come out and interrupt and screw over Roman, and that never happened, because Brock was booked for tonight, wasn't he?
He was booked. It was the first time in however long he was scheduled to be at Monday Night Raw, and it's like, they even were promoting that he was going to be there, and it's like...
Yeah, and he wasn't there.
Last minute rewrite, that one. This one, this angle with, it smelled last minute rewrite.
Yeah, the whole show was kind of last-minute rewrite, and that's what it felt like, was because it was very sloppy, the timing was off, they were having issues with the cameras. There was a lot of stuff going on this show where the production values just weren't there like they normally are, so it seems that they had already planned for things to happen, and obviously plans change at the last minute, and I think that's what happened, was they had to probably rebook a lot of the show and take Brock off of the show, because I don't know if he was there.
I don't know if he was there either, and it just sort of like, huh. It just felt very, very weird and awkward.
Yeah.
That's the way to put it.
And speaking of weird and awkward, we need to talk about Brian and Roman.
Okay, so Roman Reigns comes out, and he's all hype about, I'm going to WrestleMania now, and the fans, and yada, yada, yada. He did it. He beat Bryan. He beat and he won the Royal Rumble. Then you have Daniel Bryan come out, and he's doing his damnedest to sort of put over Roman Reigns tonight. And he was like, I was his biggest critic. I was always against him. And then he proved me wrong, and he won me over. He gained my respect when he beat me. And they were doing their darndest to just sort of like, hey, Roman Reigns is the guy, and it just sort of fell flat.
Yeah, the crowd at this point is not buying anything that WWE is selling in terms of Roman. They're just really kind of not interested in him anymore, which is really sad to say, and bless everybody's hearts involved. They're trying to get him over so bad. They really, really are. You have Brian walking out there endorsing him. They're trying to make him look strong-ish in matches. And nobody's interested at this point.
Right.
And that's unfortunate. And I have to commend WWE for sticking to their guns with Roman. But it's going to be really interesting in the next few weeks what happens with him if things don't improve.
What do you see happening?
I see that title either not going on him or it comes off of him really quickly. Like, he may make it to the next pay-per-view, but I doubt it.
He may get his moment, but you believe it'll be a short-lived moment?
Yeah.
That's quite possible. Then you had Paul Heyman come out, and he was trying to put him over. Hell, he's like, every time I bet on you, I always bet on you, whether it was against Steve Austin in 98, The Rock in 99, Hunter in 2000. I bet on you at the Royal Rumble. I bet on you last night. But you are the right guy in the wrong place at the wrong time because you won't defeat the beast.
Yep, pretty much.
He nailed it on the head. He's the right guy with the right look, just in the wrong place at the wrong time because they're not there yet. He's not there yet. He's not ready to go.
Oh, no, I would agree with that. He's definitely not ready to go.
And I think we've been saying this for months. He's not ready yet.
Yeah, and I know we're not the only ones saying it. Roman's a year out. And you just need to have Roman go on a tear and start beating people left, right, and center and just winning matches and being dominant and being strong. And we've said this a dozen times, and it's just, it doesn't seem like they want to listen in terms of the fans rejecting Roman. I think they're backing off of him a little bit, and they're trying to get the fans to accept him. But ultimately, if the fan base does not accept him, they're going to pull that plug on him really quickly. Because it's like, well, we've done everything we can to get him over, and they still boo him. So what else do we do?
I don't know what else they can do for him. I don't know what the answer is. Honestly, I really, really don't.
Yeah, I don't have an answer either. It's really disappointing that Roman's not going to get a fair shot because he does deserve one. He's earned one. But the fan base is just shitting all over him right now, and it's just he's not going to get the type of reactions or the type of fans that he needs in order to continue forward.
Right. So a few other news and notes before we get to the big one of the other big stories coming out of Monday Night Raw. We had Bad News Barrett and Dolph Ziggler. Bad News Barrett was very grumpy because Dean has his belt, and R-Truth was, give Truth a chance.
Yeah, R-Truth was petitioning for an IC title, and Dolph was just SOL, I guess.
Pretty much. Though Dolph beat Bad News Barrett, and then Ambrose came down, they all sort of had a stare down, so maybe a triple threat at WrestleMania?
Could be.
The primetime players beat the Ascension with a quick roll-up, and then the Ascension beat down the primetime players, so the feud continues?
Yes.
Then we had also on the show a good tag team title match, Usos versus Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, ended in disqualification when Natty pushed down an Uso. We had a Natty-Naomi fight.
In which Natty got hurt.
Yeah. Natty did get hurt a little bit, but she seemed to walk it off a little bit.
She was having trouble putting pressure on it, so we'll have to see how it is and how she's doing. But yeah, good match between the two. I'm liking the Naomi Natty stuff. Kind of want to see more, so we'll have to see.
I agree with that. Stardust lost to Jack Swagger when Goldust showed up, and then Stardust quickly tapped out. Made me go, huh?
Yeah, I hate quick tap outs like that. I really, really do. I know they just did one, but come on.
We had John Cena talk about how he's going to stand up for America, basically. He's going to fight for America, get back the U.S. title, bring it back to the USA. And Lana's like, we told you so, you would lose to Rusev. And, well, then Rusev basically told you, you ain't getting title shot. You quit her now.
You're SOL. Sorry, John.
His line was, you were the great John Cena. Now you are just the quitter John Cena. I thought Rusev was really strong in this segment tonight. I thought they did a great job building up heat for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that.
And Rusev turned him down for the challenge. Make John Cena earn it.
There's a novel concept.
Right? John Cena has to earn something? What?
It's been so long since that happened.
Right. The Bella Twins quickly beat Paige and Emma.
Which was crap, because they basically brought Paige and Emma out, and then they had to stand there for like 2 minutes while the Sting promo played, and then when they came back, like they had literally a 30-second match, maybe a minute long, and that was it, and that's bullshit. Like, give the girls time. Please give the girls time.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the Bushwhackers are going to the Hall of Fame. We'll talk more about that Thursday.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear it both times they announced it.
Yeah, they had the Ascension kind of promo, and they teased, when we come back from break, we're going to tell you who's going into the Hall of Fame. You had a team cut a promo about it. Oops. And then Axelmania is going to WrestleMania in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. He has Axelmania on his gear and a t-shirt. It's kind of funny.
It's kind of cool.
And also, Mizdow has a commercial coming.
To which Miz is not happy and they're going to feud over it.
They are. And, well, then, you know. Find me.
Oh my god, Bray Wyatt. This was not what I expected.
We'll talk about it in 2 minutes.
Oh, we're listening to the promo first.
We're going to listen to the promo first, then we'll talk about it. Here's Bray Wyatt.
I wonder what you think about when you close your eyes. Do you see what I see? Do you feel what I feel? Perhaps it's just a constant reminder of a paradise lost that runs through your mind. Who Or maybe it's number. 21. And 1. Now, if our entire existence is truly defined by moments, then that moment signaled the end of yours. So sad. The mighty Undertaker, reduced to a pile of broken bones and broken dreams, on the grandest stage of them all. And I'm sure, in that moment, you could feel his breath on the back of your neck, and his claws digging in your back, pulling you down where you belong. But you resist. And now you have to burn. Well, guess what? That evil exists inside of me now. And at WrestleMania, I'm going to finish the job. I know you're afraid, dead man. But there's no reason to hide. It's so much better down here. Find me.
Now react.
Again, very unexpected. Not bad. This was very, very good on Bray's part. Really well done. Really well spoken. Can't argue with this at all. I think what was really surprising was a lot of people, and myself included, were really expecting some kind of reaction on Taker's behalf to last night. Because, you know, Bray did some pretty epic gimmick infringement, and clearly it continues this evening, that would warrant some kind of response from Taker. And it didn't come.
Right. He sent the shot last night, and we expected the follow-up, and there was no follow-up.
There was no answer, and...
No answer, yeah.
So it's, okay, Bray fires another shot, and I think the way that they're going to do it is they're going to continue to have Bray get further and further agitated until the Undertaker finally rises to the occasion, or Bray goes and finds him, which, you know, is whatever happens first. Mm-hmm. It was just, okay. It was good, it just wasn't what you were expecting. But I'm kind of seeing how they're going to do this, where Bray keeps hauling his casket around, and eventually Taker's going to show up in it. And that's how he's going to get him.
I can see that. I can see that possibly happening. But it was sort of like, you wanted him there. You wanted the response tonight. It sort of feels like we went backwards tonight. Like, this is a promo that could have been done in sequence, this promo, and then him coming out in the casket himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's sort of like, we hit a high point, and now we've come back down a little bit. To build to another high point, which is coming. But you just wanted to stay on that rise instead of reaching the rise and then coming back down, you know?
Yeah.
Overall, I thought this Raw, I was a little disappointed in this Raw, a little bit, because I was expecting more. There was no, we have a lot of questions, but there was no talk about moment building WrestleMania out of this Raw.
Yeah, they're 34 days out at this point from WrestleMania. This is the Raw after Fastlane. You expect a lot of oomph coming out of Fastlane, because now we are on the road to WrestleMania. We have a very short time to get there, and every show that they do in terms of TV counts, because they only have 5 hours on TV and 6 if you count Superstars, I should say, on
network.
So you have really essentially 6 hours of TV that you need to devote to build all your WrestleMania storylines, and they'll get it done because they always do. It's just, it's how good is it going to be? And like I said, tonight was really kind of sloppy. We were left with questions, but they weren't the right kind of questions.
Mm-hmm.
it was a lot of wait what's. They were very disorganized. They seemed to be having a lot of problems. So I'm not quite sure what was going on backstage, but yeah, stuff was going on.
Stuff was going on. It felt like they made a lot of changes at the very last minute because you just didn't. There was no Brock, there was no Sting, there was no Taker, so your big three big guns weren't on the show.
Yeah.
It's like, give us one. Like, they didn't further the Sting story. This tonight was about Roman, sort of, but it was more about Orton. Reestablishing Orton, I guess.
I guess so.
That's the way it felt like to me. It felt like they reestablished Orton tonight, and everything else building into WrestleMania just sort of took the back burner.
Which I guess we'll have to see what happens when I go to SmackDown tomorrow.
Lindsay's going to SmackDown, which means Thursday night on the Rack, we're going to get a live report about SmackDown. We're talking WWE Fastlane, NXT, and more. It's the Rack, Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Get the bail money ready.
It's all ready. Go back and listen to our interview with some legend named Shawn Michaels.
Some guy. He wrote a book. Wrestling for My Life. You definitely want to go check it out. It's awesome. By Hall of Famer Shawn Michaels.
Go back and listen to it at RackRadioShow.com. The Rack Extra Total Divas Season 3 Episode 17 will be available on Thursday. Saturday night, midnight edition, CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR and Facebook.com slash Cigar Butts and Mayonnaise. Follow the Rack on Twitter at WTR the underscore Rack and Facebook.com slash WTR the Rack. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern with Tim Stein, Max, and Omega. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com slash Wild Talk Radio Network. You can check us out on TuneIn Radio and as well Stitcher Radio. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network. Get us on iTunes as well, Wild Talk Radio Network. Your turn.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitter.
Thanks to PWMania.com and WrestlingFigureWednesday, YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. Check out the Figure Mark podcast coming soon, episode 2, with one of our favorite guests, Brian Shields.
Yes. Apparently I can't wait to hear what they talked about. I'm super excited.
They talked for like an hour, so check it out. Almost 2 hours, I think.
Wow.
Or at least the podcast will be 2 hours. Check it out, the Figure Mark, Wrestling Figure Wednesday, YouTube.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night on the Rack, right here, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, on WildTalkRadio.com.